Tuesday night in Brisbane marks the Roar's maiden ACL campaign where they take on Japanese heavyweights at FC Tokyo. We're delighted to say that we're joined exclusively by their coach now, Ranko Popović. Ranko, thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us at SBS.
You're welcome.
Welcome to Australia. We understand it was a very long way to get here. How did you get here and couldn't you find a direct flight?
Thank you very much. No, unfortunately, no. Yeah, we had a flight from Tokyo to Singapore. In Singapore, we had half time. After 3-4 hours, we take the plane for the Brisbane, and now we are here.
Of course, it wasn't just the flight that you had to contend with. You had the Japanese Super Cup against Kashiwa Reysol on Saturday. A big match, for those that don't know, in the context of Japanese football. A massive crowd at the Kokuritsu as well. You had some new players in the squad. I guess you would have preferred maybe not to have that match so soon before the ACL starts.
Okay, look, we cannot decide it which match we can have, but we must be happy to enjoying this kind of matches, so great, and big competition like Super Cup and now Champions League, and the problem is a little bit we have three so great matches in only in 1 week and so long trip. But we must take this positive, to thinking positive, and to try to do our best like we are doing in the last game. Unfortunately, we lost this game, but we will try next games to win.
It was a big year for the club last year, getting promoted from the second division, winning the Tenohai as well. You now step into the hot seat. It's your first appointment at this big level, this big club, going in and playing in Asian football as well as the J-League. What kind of things have you tried to do to the club? Do you sit back and say, okay, this was successful and we continue this and I change just a little bit? Or have you tried to really completely remake how things are done at FC Tokyo?
Look, before I signed for FC Tokyo, the people from FC Tokyo saw in me the person who can make something what they want. You know, our ideas are similar, and we are now together and we will try to do that. FC Tokyo have to be on the level, the team has to be on the level from the club name, you know, and don't permit more in the future to happen like 2 years ago, to win the Nabisco Cup and to go to the second division, you know. And for FC Tokyo have to be the brand like Barcelona, like Real Madrid. When people come in Japan to visit Japan, you know, to say, aha, today is a game of FC Tokyo, and today is you know, the holy day, and we go, everybody go to Ajista, to our stadium, and to watch the game. I will try this with my staff, players, and all club people in the club, and this is our idea, and I want to do this quickly as possible.
We talk about some of the changes at the club. Of course, one of the big losses is Yasuyuki Kondo moving down to Osaka. But you've recruited some very interesting players, some promising younger players, the likes of Aria, who we saw in the Super Cup. Are you happy with the recruitment? You've still got some foreign spots available as well. Is the plan to still bring in some more players?
Look, I like to give chance to everybody, you know, and this is my style to look at the players and to show the performance, you know, who is the best in this moment to play. And on this way we can have better competition inside the team, you know, and this is, I think, the guarantee to bring us the better quality. And if you have the many players to can play in the same time, this is more problem for me. For club is good, and actually I like also to give a chance to everybody, and I don't like to make young and old players. You know, no, they can or cannot. This is for me important, you know, and how old is, it's not so important, and I will try in the future also to bring some new players, and I hope successful like until now.
You talked about some of this philosophy. We think of the slogan of the club the last couple of years. You said there's sexy football we had 1 year, and there was a moving football 1 year. Now we have this very confusing COA,
collective
offensive attractive football.
Football. We really tried to play attractive football, and the last game we was dominated even the senior, the head coach of manager of Kashima, he said he cannot, they cannot come in the game because we are playing our style. But look, we are 4 weeks together, and they are 4 years together. And if you want to make something in football, especially, you know, you need the time. If you want to make something to be stable and to have success longer time. Instant football I don't like, and I'm not somebody for that, but I try also to do this quickly. And our club is also, you know, the people, everybody want success yesterday, not today, yesterday. And we will try to keep our way, to keep our style, and also, you know, I hope this style can bring us also the good results and success.
Even though in the past Japanese clubs have been successful, we saw both Urawa and Gamba win the Asian Champions League, there's often been a thinking that maybe the J-League is more important, that more focus must be placed on the domestic competition rather than the Champions League. For you, what's your thinking? Because at some point it becomes difficult having to travel and play two, three matches.
It's very difficult. It's very difficult from one side. From another side, we must to be happy to enjoy this competition, you know, and also respect for the competition and for opponent and for everybody, you know. And it's also important for us, but for me, it's always the first game, the most important game. And this is tomorrow is our first game, you know, and this is the most important. And for a competition, is you must try to win every game, to do the best. What's happened, we will see. But I say always to my guys, they have to do only one obligation. They have to do your best every game, maximum. After the game, you know, no question more. I do my best. I give the rest on the pitch, and everything is okay.
There are some stereotypes about Australian football that still persist to the outside world. The idea that all the players are big and strong and aggressive, and that the technique is maybe not there. But Brisbane Roar is certainly a different club in this regard. They play different football to a lot of other Australian clubs here in the A-League. In fact, in many ways, similar to the football that you
Brisbane,
like to,
Brisbane
to play. What are you expecting
football
from Brisbane, and what do you know about them?
No, I watched some games, and really, it's impressive what I see. The games what I saw are impressive, and they play exactly the football what I like. Also, you know, the modern football they are playing, like you said, aggressive and strong they are, because they are physical. All Australians are a little bit bigger, like it's normal, like Japanese people, but they. The technique what they are bringing in the game, it's not this for circus technique, you know, to stay and to make presentation for some big companies, you know, to make to promote in some drink. It's a football is they playing very, very quickly. They play very simple, and you know, for so not many touches, one, two touches, and they progressive in attacking. You know, they are penetrated so quickly, and really, really good, really dangerous.
Uncle, we thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us. We wish you best luck tomorrow for the J-League season and the ACL.
Thank you very much.
Uncle, congratulations. It's a fantastic start coming all the way down to Australia at short preparation and picking up the points and putting on a performance that I imagine that you're very happy with coming at this early stage of the season.
Yeah, thank you very much for the compliments. And I must to be satisfied because, you know, we had a long trip behind us and also only one official game, you know, unfortunately. We lost this game, the Japanese Super Cup, but you know, I tell always it's good to win, but the way how we are winning, it's most important for me for the future. And this way today was really, really good, and I'm so happy for team, because it's short together work behind us. We have long way before us, this is really, really good for Japanese football to show to everybody how they can, with good football, to make also good result. Because in Japan, it's one stereotype idea, like you cannot make good results with good football. You know, you have to play behind and to play counter-attack. We are a little bit different, and we try to show this, to be different, but to be good.
You talked yesterday about it's a long process, and the process takes time to have the side playing the way that you want them to play. Also tonight, of course, there were several players that haven't played in this team in previous seasons. It must be satisfying for you to see how sharp they looked. The passing was very crisp. The movement was very good. The understanding and the combinations also looked not like a team that's playing its second match.
Thank you very much. I'm enjoying, because you get the point, you know, and I think the people also, what is important for me, what we're trying to do, I told always to my guys, I don't want to see football without head, you know. The football is a sport for intelligent people, you know, and I want I said to him, please show to the people you are intelligent, you are smart, you can do this or this way, because, you know, like one coach, one ex-Yugoslavian coach told many, many years ago, football is one head and 22 legs, you know, and we try to be, you know, to be like one, you know, to play like one, to have the same idea, and inside the team, you know, team is first, and everybody must do for the team, you know, and after team will push the best, and I want to have the best all games, somebody another to be the best, you know, and to be all guys to be stars, but stars, you know, to do something to be a star, not only to make the photo shooting to be the star. And they are doing today well, and I hope we can do better in the future, because to make good job and to make quickly, you know, to come inside the head of the guy, depended also from the players, how they understanding, and I have, my players are smart, we are doing good job, but we must, you know, to enjoying in this and to do game for game.
We saw a lot of tactical flexibility in the side tonight as well. Hanyu, for example, playing initially a more advanced role that historically we haven't seen. Ishikawa starting on the right, moving to the left, drifting centrally, the same with the Yazawa. A lot of movement amongst the midfield that seemed very difficult for Brisbane to deal with this situation.
Look, you must talk with somebody from ex-Yugoslavia, you know, the old coaches or the people that they can remember. The best football they are playing on the street, you know, the best football. And there must to know to play everybody. Everybody is number 10, but they are defending, they are attacking, you know. And I want to show to my players they can enjoy in any part of the field, but we must have formation. For me it's not important where is, which player is in the box and which player is, yes. But I want to see order in game, and everybody can score the goal, and everybody can, you know, be behind midfield front. But always to keep the positions, you know, and which player keep which position is not so important. They must know how to do that.
But you know, sometimes in Japanese football, things are very structured and very disciplined. You must be pleased with how quickly the players are accepting your philosophy.
Unbelievable. Compliments for the players. Intelligent, they want, they saw the possibility they can be better, and please enjoy this. I don't have nothing against. I want to have 11 national team players, why not? I want for these guys, everybody to be concurrent for the national team. This is our job, to do something for Japanese football, and I try to do this, and these guys are doing well. I'm only coach. They are doing.
Speaking to the Brisbane players earlier on, they said that they maybe paid too much respect to your side early on, that they were too concerned, too worried, that they dropped very deep and didn't push on and try and close you down. What did you make of Brisbane's performance tonight?
Look, I told you before, big respect for the Brisbane. I told you yesterday, if somebody had saw one 36 game in following, they are not losing, you know, they are not lost. This is quality, and they are doing on the way how I liked, you know. They press, they also try to play passing football, and compliments. And for the good game, you need two good teams. And today we had two good teams. We was better. I'm happy for that. But compliments for the Brisbane, and
Now you focus on Omia, I think, at the weekend.
Okay, I'm focused. Every another game is most important game. This is not, you know, the only to say that this is really so, and I think so, and I try always to My guys, they are new. Before the Kashiwa game, I never spoke about the Brisbane. No word.
What's more important, though, for you, the J-League or the ACL?
Everything is important. If you play competition, if you are there, you know, you have to play to win. And every game is important game. I don't want to make the difference between, but, you know, if you are good in J-League, you are be again in Champions League. And we want to be, you know, and we want to be anywhere good, enough good to can participate it again.
We wish you a very safe flight via Singapore again, probably, and hopefully we'll see you later in the year.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And yes, I hope I see you in Tokyo also. Thank you very much.